Bobby Bones post show pre show.
What's happening, everybody? We just finished Monday's show. Just kind of hanging out for a few minutes. I'm going to go over and do some American Idol, so I don't have a whole lot of time. But I did post on my Instagram story over the weekend. I said, hey, I'll be presenting at the CMA Awards. And I showed the email that I was sent that said, you get to go and you have a seat with you. They're in on TV, they say.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who are you bringing with you? And so I put up on my Instagram story, who should I take as my date? What do you think most people said, Amy?
Morgan number two.
There was a lot of Morgan number twos. There was a little bit of Amy.
Okay. So there was a higher one than that, than any of the girls on the show?
No. Oh. It was mostly Morgan number two.
Okay.
It was a little bit Amy. There were a couple Eddies, and then it was just random people like, pick me. But nobody... Kaylee Hammack was one. I'm looking at all of them now. Lauren Elena was one.
Okay, yeah. That was what I was curious about.
Are you working the CMA Awards?
What do you mean working?
Like a red carpet or anything?
I don't know the details on that yet, because it depends on the when we go accept our radio award, like what that will... what my schedule is with that, but... yeah, I mean, but the red carpet part wouldn't be during the actual awards part.
No, right? But it would be in the pre stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think she's saying she wants to sit with you, Bones.
No, I've gone and sat with you before for that, and it's awesome, because you're, like, right there.
And are you with everyone else, like Keith and Garth?
Yes, literally, like, right next to
what?
Them.
What?
Well, they just...
and they're just, everyone's just, like, real chill. They're like, hey, what up? And then they go win their amazing award, and they're like, what up? No big deal. Hey, Bobby.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
That sounds fun.
It really is. Fun. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm not going to lie to you. Sometimes I'll be like, nah, that's that girl. That's my girl.
Don't lie.
Last year, they put me on the very front row, Sharna and I, because I was right in the middle. It was going up to finale. We could Dancing with the Stars, and we set up in the front row. And that was fun, because I was on TV every time, like, clapping. There's a gif of me clapping like an idiot. It was when Ricky Skaggs was playing. And I'm just going, I was having fun. So,
do you give everyone a hug that walks by you, like that wins?
Nope.
You know, like when someone's like, all right, they're the winner, and then they walk by. I wonder who they decide to hug and not hug.
They probably decide to hug the people they know and are super close to them. Yeah. Everyone's pretty warm and welcoming down there. And sometimes, last year, I sat right beside two people that lost.
Ooh. Mm. What's that vibe like?
Well, one of them was Little Big Town, and they're so nice anyway. And Old Dominion won, I believe, last year. And they were like, man, just happened to good people. If it can't be us, we're happy for Old Dominion.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, I was with Dan a little bit from Dan and Shay, and they lost. And I had to give an award to Brothers Osborne last year, who I love, I'm close to, but Dan and Shay didn't win. And they probably had a better year statistically, and Dan wasn't happy. Man. Just competitive. People are competitive. People want
to
win.
You're there to win.
And everybody's friends. And Brothers Osborne even got up there and shouted Dan and Shay out immediately last year.
Yeah, that's right.
So... yeah, it's weird when you know multiple people and you can't cheer super loud. I mean, you can't like go, yeah, when somebody wins, because the people that lost are probably sitting right next to you somewhere. Right. Anyway, I got some Lindsays, some Sharnas.
Sharna going to come back?
No, I don't think. I think she's in Australia. I actually talked to her a little bit over the weekend.
Okay.
And she's I saw something about her maybe doing the Australian Bachelorette.
Oh,
really?
The batch. I don't know. I haven't talked to her about it, but I saw it on Instagram.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a thing, but yeah, it said Sharna Burgess talks about doing the Australian Bachelor. She'd be great for that show. Yeah. That'd be
amazing.
That'd
be really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Does every country have their own?
I don't know if every country does, but okay. I think really countries that are very close to America as far as their sensibilities.
Culture-wise.
Vibe. Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
So, yeah. So, anyway... I have to decide who to take.
Oh, yes.
And I don't think I can take it's like a random date because they're going to be on TV. And then everybody will be like, let me stalk them.
Right.
I would like that. Just be able to chill and be like, hey, let's go out. Come to this award show with me. Got to get dressed up.
Yeah.
That's fun, right?
Yeah.
What should I do? You make the call.
What do you mean? Take a date?
No, just tell me in general. Who should I take? What should I do?
I don't want to say that because I mean, of course I would want to go. Of course I would want to go if I'm in the running, but it doesn't have to be me.
True.
I mean, but I don't know if we're going to do what work stuff we have or.
So wait, we only have how many tickets we have as a show? Four anyway?
I don't know.
Aside from, because I'm on TV, I have different seats than you guys.
Right.
But they give us four tickets or
yes.
Eight?
Ooh, I don't know. I mean,
it's plus one.
Meaning our plus ones?
Plus ones?
Yeah, we have plus ones.
Who's your plus one? Who are you bringing?
I don't know. I think my husband's out of town.
Two extra tickets with you guys.
Hey, are you bringing your wife, Eddie?
Yeah, my wife's coming.
Lunchbox bringing your wife?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Oh. Was I not supposed to say something to her the other night?
No.
I saw her the other night, and I said, are you going to the CMAs? And she was like, I don't know. Lunchbox, am I?
Oh. Awkward.
Well, I mean, I didn't know we had a plus one by then, and so that's how, but I don't think she'll go because we have a child, and getting babysitting and all that is hard.
Oh.
Bones, you should take Stanley.
On a Wednesday night. Well, no, I was going to take him to CMT Awards.
Yeah.
One, I can't take him to the actual show, but I can walk the red carpet with him. He's just not ready yet. And he's having surgery like 4 days before
that. Oh, that's right. You can't do that.
He can't. He will be able to next year.
That'd be pretty cute.
Oh, he's going to go everywhere. He's going to have a bow tie on. We're going to do all the shows.
Yes.
He's going to be everywhere. And I did reserve all of his social media handles.
Oh, you haven't decided if you're
going to
use them?
Are you going to do it?
Well, it's a whole different story.
What is it, Stanley the dog? Or?
I'm not saying what it is because...
Ooh, it's got to be Mr. Stanley Bones, right?
Who knows?
Oh, that's funny because Mr. Bobby Bones get it.
Who knows? You never know.
And then...
Morgan, number two, would you go?
Yeah, I'll go with you. It'll be fun.
You know, competition?
No, I'm not.
On the air, on the stage?
Yes!
Like Amy and Morgan number one are going to do, we can compete for the TV seat.
Yeah.
Eddie and Morgan number one.
Whoever.
Oh,
we did, but then you guys, yeah, it'd be y'all's version.
You compete for the TV seat.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm not doing that.
Somehow I lose, and it's those two on.
You stay home, yeah. They go to the show.
All right. We're going to get rolling here on Monday's show. Oh, let me say this. I got a gift in my office today, and it was real fun, and I walked in my office, and there was a card and a box, and I was like, hey, who sent me this gift? And Eddie goes, I did. I was like, he's lying. It just didn't look like a gift from you, but Amy goes, I left that for you. And we all believed her.
She sounded very sincere.
And then she held to it the whole time. She's like, I got you.
That's
you
the
did.
Whole time?
You did until
like
I opened
seconds.
It. I opened it. I was like, this is not from you.
It was
and then
three
what'd you say, Amy?
Seconds.
Oh, then you know what? Then she right.
And I said,
then
actually,
she spoiled
is that
my
for
gift.
Me?
She goes,
I didn't know what it was, but I got one too.
Yeah, that's it. First of all, she goes, is that one for me though? Because she got another gift that you'll hear about. And I was like, no, it's my name's on it. And then I opened it, read the card. She goes, oh, I got one too.
Well, I don't know if we got the same thing. I haven't got mine yet.
Yeah. It was from Kimberly from Little Big Town. She has, a line of decorations.
Her Cracker Barrel line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amy's become quite the spoiler lately.
No, what? I didn't tell you what it was.
One, you said it was you.
Eddie,
and then two.
I'm out. I'm out.
Eddie,
don't look at me.
I couldn't just celebrate. You're like, I got one too.
Wait, hold on. Eddie said that he got it. For you.
Right, that was the first lie.
So why can he joke and I can't?
He's an idiot
joke.
And you aren't, and then you committed to it hard.
I didn't
but
commit
Amy, we
hard.
All when you said it, we believed
well,
you. No one believed me.
I didn't commit hard.
Yeah, we're all idiots except for like you and Morgan number two. So we believe you too.
Okay.
Just know that.
No, my favorite part is you just saying, oh, I got that too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I didn't say it with attitude like that.
All right, here's Monday's show. Thank you guys for hanging out.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. And we're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to Monday's show. Hope you had a great weekend. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, remember the story from last week where the Southwest Airlines pilot had put a camera in the bathroom on the plane?
Yeah, and they were watching it.
Like, I haven't been able to shake this.
Yeah.
Because for sure there's a video of my pee-pee out there. And I just, I fly a lot. And listen, it's no treat to have that in your collection of videos. But I've been watching the news to see what happens. And these two pilots, apparently one of them had put a camera, maybe both of them, in a bathroom. And they were watching it on their iPad as the flight was going. And no one would have known. But one of the pilots gets up to go to the bathroom. When that happens, the flight attendant has to go and then get in the cockpit with the other pilot. Because you can't have one pilot by themselves up in the cockpit. They can take the plane down. They get sick. Who knows what happens up there? She notices on the iPad that she sees the pilot that just left.
In the bathroom.
And she's like, well, that's live. And then she pulls out her phone. She's so aware that she pulls out her phone and goes, takes a picture of the iPad. Hits the news and I'm like, oh, yeah. Well, that sucks for everybody, but I wonder if me. And so I was waiting, and I have my Google alert set to the
story. Oh, you're waiting to find out if it's you?
Well, I don't think it was me, because I don't know every flight season, but there's an update on the story. What do you think the reason is that they put the camera in there?
I don't know, because I need to know, because, okay, fine. One creepy pilot, fine. I can say, okay, there's one. But you convince another pilot, employed Southwest Airlines pilot. Like, this is a high-functioning human, right? Wait, so now there's two creeps that happen to be flying together that both agree that it's okay. Like, one, okay, fine. You act on your own. But you find a buddy that has your exact same job and that will do it with you. That makes me... Because you know if it's them two, there's way more than that.
Well, even if it's one, you know way more than that.
But yes, I feel the same way. And how do you run it by the other person? Like, hey, you want to record people in the bathroom?
I have an idea.
Because if the other person says no, he probably could tell on you.
Well, then he says, just kidding. I'm just kidding.
He punched you in the shoulder. Ah, you didn't fall for it.
Isn't that what they're saying, though? It's like a joke or something?
Well, and I'll get to
but
that.
But it's not
I'll
funny.
And secondly, let me jump on to what you're saying a bit. Who thinks that's hot?
Yeah, right.
Do they think it's hot?
Well,
did they say?
Why do you put a camera in the bathroom unless you're into that?
Did they say why?
Well, I'm going to tell you what they say, but I'm still going to go with what I think. That's what this show is.
No way. They're not into that.
But why would you put a camera in the bathroom? If
like Eddie said, because they're immature.
Funny, but it's not funny to watch people use the bathroom.
It's also not hot.
No.
Right. So which would you rather? I would lean towards they're immature and it's funny. Ha ha. Let's watch people go to the bathroom. Than like, oh, that's
but
so.
But is it even immature? It's just gross. Okay.
Well, yes, because
there's the update.
Son might be like, I'm watching people pee. Yes, it's immature.
But your son's nine.
Yeah, he's little.
Exactly. Immature.
Southwest airplane bathroom camera video was, quote, this is from the pilots union. Just a poor attempt at humor. Mm. I just don't think there's one single element that an adult, they had to be into it. It's not. I don't think an adult sees people go to the bathroom, two adults, and think it's hilarious. Explaining the incident as a poor attempt at humor by a pilot using selfie video taken in a plane bathroom on a previous flight, the union representing Southwest Airlines issued a statement calling the allegations completely false. So they're saying that the whole allegation is false. Okay? The attorney representing the flight attendant who had sued the airline alleging retaliation for having reported the incident said it's internally inconsistent. He said it supports that the plaintiff was convincingly led to believe the video was being live streamed. So now we have two different sides of the story. One saying it wasn't a live stream. By the way, how can you prove it? Unless it's just a picture now?
Yeah.
Somebody got real smart with their lawyers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I says, quote, Southwest Airlines has never placed cameras and videoed anyone near a laboratory, and the pilots did not video anyone. The incident, when it occurred over 2 years ago, was a very poor attempt at humor where a pilot took a selfie video from the chest up, fully clothed, in the bathroom of a completely different airplane and replayed the same exact video on his iPad when they came into the cockpit.
Huh.
I look at that and I go, come on. You're playing that right then? Okay, regardless, it's a weird story. And I wondered, much like once this tanning salon that I would go to back in the day, they got busted for having cameras in. I was like, for sure, I'm naked somewhere. When asked if the union would release a copy of the investigation, if the pilots face any discipline, they would make no further comments. It'd be fun to see the video. just for humor.
Just to see what they were looking at.
Supposedly hilarious.
It's a poor attempt, though.
If they would put the video out and prove it, I would believe it. If they go like, here's the video, we actually have it still. Because they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They have it. Put it out. Let me see it.
But what does that video prove?
That it was recorded 2 years ago. That's it. Probably different clothes. The whole thing's different. So, anyway, that's the update on the story. Is that we have two different sides. And I could be naked on the internet. If it was a cell. Because they didn't come out. The reason I don't fully believe it is they didn't come out screaming that it wasn't a live stream. The pilots didn't. If it were me and I was accused of that, I'd be on the roof right now going, it's not true. Here's the real clip. What are you?
Yeah. Like, it was just a joke.
It's a joke. Look, and here's the clip. It's from me from 2 years ago.
I'm an idiot.
So that's the update. Mm-hmm. I spent a lot of time talking about that.
Crazy.
It's just creepy to think that, like, because there's times in those bathrooms you feel so awkward because it's, like, bumpy and I don't like to sit down. So I'm, like, squatting and trying to hold on to something. And, like, it is probably a humorous thing to
Tower
watch.
Of Terror?
it's probably comical. Yeah. Like, the way I'm trying to, like.
Maybe it is funnier than we thought.
Hey, maybe it's not a poor attempt at humor.
But if someone was watching me, I would be mortified.
Well. That's the update. The pilots are saying it was a recorded video from 2 years ago. The flight attendant's still like, nah, I think it was live. I just wonder if it is live. Is it funny to some people? Are they into it? There's just many onions.
Well, just go ahead and wrap this up with, like, if you put a camera in any bathroom, what ugh, like, ugh. You know what happens? Ugh. Is it funny or is it for, because you like it?
It's not for funny. Ugh. It's because they like it and it's gross.
So
not
weird.
Them exactly, but
like,
in general.
Go to counseling.
Yeah. Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
All right, let's see what's happening with everybody here on the show. A little segment we call What's the Haps?
Hey, what's the Haps?
Amy, what's the Haps?
Well, so Jack Ryan is back.
On Amazon.
Season 2 is officially on Amazon. If you didn't know, well, this is me letting you know that you got to get started because it's so good. Like, we started it and we can't stop.
I was watching your Instagram story and I saw where your friend goes, I can't watch it. That's Jim from The Office and I see him as a weenie.
Yeah. I said, he's like, I just can't buy into this. They didn't watch season one, but we started season two with them, and they got so into it. They're gonna finish season two, and then I guess go back and start season one.
Well, it's like a prequel.
That's how awesome it is. And then, yes, he was able to get over the fact that it's Jim from The Office and that he can be an awesome special forces dude.
Yeah, it's real good.
Yeah.
Also, Lunchbox and Morgan, number two, started watching Modern Love, speaking of shows.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think about that, Lunchbox?
It was interesting. The first episode, I was a little creeped out by the doorman. I thought that it was
Well, don't ruin it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because you're supposed to not know what's happening.
Right. Yeah, I was a little creeped out by the doorman a little bit. The second episode, I thought was fantastic. I thought that was the best one. The third one, my wife was bawling in tears. That was one of the saddest things I've ever watched in my life.
Morgan, number two, your thoughts on Modern Love?
Well, I finished it.
All of it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I didn't cry at all until the last episode. So I kind of got through them all and I liked them, but I was kind of sad. Some of them didn't really have complete endings. That was hard for me. So
life doesn't have complete endings.
I know.
That's right.
I know. Yeah. But yeah, that last episode made me cry.
That first episode got me hardcore, the doorman one. And then the second one got me too. I didn't cry in any other ones. The last one, though, got me a bit too. Now that But I didn't cry, but I was like, whoa. So Modern Love is fantastic.
So good.
It's on Amazon. Amy's watching Jack Ryan season two, so you can check that out. That's Amy's What's the Haps. Hey.
Hey, what's the Haps?
What's the Haps with you?
Well, let me talk about parking for a second, because I consider myself a fairly okay parker. But when someone parks into your spot, Eddie, I'm talking to you specifically.
Oh, is it me?
I pulled into the garage today. Your Jeep is like halfway over a line.
Yeah.
So that makes me park bad. And then when you leave, it looks like I'm the idiot that can't park.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. And I only do it because there's a wall to my right. And
but
if I don't,
but
then don't
out
park
on that
there.
Side.
Eddie, it's early in the morning. The garage is your oyster, brah.
I know. All right, I'll keep that in mind.
That door on that side doesn't have to open, so you can get as close as possible.
Okay.
Right?
All right, my bad. But I didn't even realize how it affected you.
And it's not even just in this situation, but that affects people all the time everywhere.
Yeah.
At Walmart, at the restaurant.
But Bobby, you're not the best.
I said I'm okay. It's pretty good. I will repark over and over again.
It's kind of funny. It's cute.
Go ahead.
It's cute.
To watch him repark?
Yeah.
You want to do this?
You would think he's a
real this is pot this? Kettle.
You are
kettle.
The worst driver on the
yeah.
show.
Wow.
Whoa. I didn't say,
in the
I
end,
said you're driving.
I
said your parking was cute. And now I'm being attacked.
In the end, I end up parking just fine. It takes me a few times.
Which is the cute part. Yeah.
In a little bit, yeah, you came at me pretty hard. Wouldn't we agree, Chef?
No, Eddie, yeah, I had your back.
Oh, no, don't try to make alliances now. My point is, if you mess up parking, it affects everything down the line.
Right.
It does, yes.
And Eddie, specifically to you, terrible. Every spot's open.
Yeah, I know. All right, I'll think about that
all
next
right,
time.
That's What's the Haps. Hey!
What's the Haps?
Lunchbox?
Well, we decorated a little bit for Halloween this year, but next year I am set and ready to go. I went and bought a bunch of Halloween decorations the day after Halloween. Let me tell you guys, 75% off all that stuff you're paying $20 for, $6, $5. I mean, we filled up two, like, plastic Tupperware, like, big old storage unit little things, and we're going to be ready for Halloween, ghosts, goblins next year. I am set.
Wow. Also, costumes the day of are really cheap,
too. Woo!
Yeah. Hey, what's the Haps? There you go.
Hey, what's the Haps?
Eddie, wrapping it up with you.
I may have missed this in the news, but this morning I was driving in. I saw it on a billboard. We're going to have one of the three 2020 presidential debates here in town.
Of the two?
I think there's three total next year.
Are you saying of the Republican versus Democrat?
The presidential debate.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I didn't know that. That's next year. And I was wondering, like, I don't care about that stuff, but Bones, you're so into it. Would you go to that in person?
I'm hosting it. I'm just letting you guys know.
That would be crazy.
You're like the mediator.
No, I'm just hosting it. Hey, everybody, welcome to the debate. On the left side here, I'm mentoring them both.
Bobby's doing the red carpet.
That's pretty exciting, though.
It is. Yeah, kind of cool. I guess I missed that completely until this morning.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
I had no idea. Yeah, it's, well, look at that.
I mean, it's not till like October 2020. So we got
well, how do you get in and how do you get to ask a question?
Oh, you won't get to ask a question, but getting in, you probably will if it's a big venue.
You know, Lunchbox is already thinking how he's going to get in and ask the dumbest question ever just to get on TV.
All right, Eddie. Thank you, bud.
Yeah.
All right. That's what's the haps? Hey.
Hey, what's the haps?
Hey, let me also direct you guys over to my podcast. It's an interview show completely independent of the radio show where I sit down for about an hour with a lot of artists and songwriters. And Blanco Brown, who has this song, The Get Up, he came by the house and he talked about the original title of The Get Up, which, by the way, The Get Up is never said in this song. He never goes, The Get Up.
Didn't even know that.
And so here is Blanco Brown talking about the original title.
I named the title of the session God's Gift. Yeah, that was never the name of the song. It was just when I created it, it felt like it was God's gift to me. That's the original title of the session. I have it. Have it on my laptop, like, right now.
I also talked to him about meeting Tim McGraw for the first time, and when they sang Don't Take the Girl together.
I walked in the room, one of the nicest guys I ever met, that had a guitar and some keys. I said, oh, it's about to go down. And he was like, you know the song, right? I said, of course. We sang the song.
Where did you sing the song?
In the green room.
Really great hour with Blanco Brown. I hope you check it out. It's called The Bobby Cast. Search it today after the show. Listen to it. Review it, subscribe, all that good stuff.
Bones. The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
In California, they continue to battle the fires across the state. They're at times shutting off the power to prevent more fires. In sports in the NFL, the 49ers are the last unbeaten team after the Patriots lost to the Ravens. And finally, Popeyes brought back the famous chicken sandwich. There were long lines in Georgia, California, New York, and Virginia.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
You guys can text us at any time. Just text the word Bobby and then put any message you want. So it's 26229. And if you send a message, you can write anything you want. I get it up here on my screen. Standard message and data rates apply. And Morgan number two has a screen as well. And so these are a bunch of text messages that we were getting over and over again from people.
Yeah, people want some answers.
Okay, these are frequently asked questions. Question number one.
Why doesn't everyone give their CMA to the people on the show that didn't get one last time?
Good idea.
Well, this was brought up because Eddie, our producer,
yes,
does videos, told our old executive producer, who no longer works here, she works with me in a different place.
Right, but she was here while we were, yes, getting nominated for
he
that.
He said, if we win, I'll give you my trophy. Because they only give us four trophies. For me, Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie.
Correct.
And then we won.
We did.
And then you said, I don't want to give it to her anymore.
I thought twice about it.
So, but we're going to have a game in studio.
Yeah.
But I thought about this. This is a good question. Mike, would you go to my office and get that box in there? I thought about this. I thought, would I want someone giving me their trophy with their name on it? And I wouldn't want that. Like, if I were, I would be like, I need to go get my own name on a trophy.
Okay.
I would not want someone else's trophy. And also, the last time that we won an award, I bought everybody that did not get a trophy a plaque, and I made it. And I bought them again this year, which Mike's bringing in here. So I went to the plaque store. Let me see this.
So smart.
Yeah. You guys do a great job.
Takes a village.
And we're not going to give our trophies away.
Except I might if I lose the game.
Yeah, Eddie might if he loses the game. But like, Miguel, looky here. Here's your plaque. There he is.
Hey.
CMA winner.
Hey.
Miguel. Woo. Also known as Mike D, everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Don't freak out. We didn't hire anybody new. So yeah, I went and I had these made. As soon as we won, I called the trophy store. He's not here.
Oh.
I'll just do like one more of them. But no, I don't. We're not going to give away our trophies. This is Morgan number two. Come on, trophy. Come on. How do you feel about the plaques? Yeah. There you go.
I mean, did they really think we'd give our trophy?
I just had a caller asking, a listener texting and asking. Any chance you would have given your CMA trophy, Amy, up?
I guess I would if somebody really wanted it, but it does have my name on it, so you're right. And then I think, like, right now I might be okay with it, but later in life, I think it'll be cool to look back and see what we've accomplished and have everything.
Yeah.
It's a material thing. It shouldn't mean that much. I shouldn't want to hold on to it, but in a way, it's special because we've worked hard, and that others recognize that is cool.
This is Morgan number one's
plaque. Oh, so she may get a plaque and a trophy.
So if she wins your trophy, Eddie, you can have her a plaque.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That sounds fair.
You have a Morgan number one plaque and she has an Eddie trophy. Okay, let me open one more. This is... it's Hillary. Hillary! Yay! All right, I'll give it to her after this. All right, what's the next text?
How is the pasta pass going?
I gave my pasta pass to Eddie. And did you ever use it?
I have not used it.
What? You said you were going like
I spent $100 on that thing.
I know. And we've talked about it. Almost every week, we're like, should we use the pasta pass today?
You should use
it
like 20 times.
I know, but we're a little worried that we're going to take the whole family, all the kids, and then they're going to not take the pasta pass only for one person.
That's it. It is only for one person. You can't feed the whole family on it.
So that's what I wanted to do.
Then why don't you go buy? I would have given it to somebody else that would have used
it. Wow, Eddie, disappointing you.
Now, I'm being honest with you. I haven't used it yet. I'm sorry.
It's almost over.
Yeah, like November 7th, I believe, is the last day you can use it. I think that's right.
I bought a pasta pass and gave it to Eddie, and you never used it?
I did not use it.
Do you know how many listeners I could have given that to that could have used it?
Wow. Yes, sir, lots. Sorry about that. Wow.
Another text, Morgan, number two?
So they were watching The Office, and Michael said, "What's the Haps?" And they're asking if that's where you got the segment name, "What's the Haps" from?
Maybe. I don't know. I definitely could have. It sounds like something that I would... I don't know. Maybe so, because people in the 70s should be like, what's the Haps?
Yeah.
But I could have easily gotten it from that, because I don't know where that came from. So I'm going to go, probably. But yeah, what's the Haps is the segment we do on the show where it's just like, what's happening? We go, what's the Haps? Hey!
Hey, what's the Haps?
So that's a good call. Probably. I don't know that for sure, but probably. All right, what else?
They're asking what happened with me and that sales guy that came to my house.
The sales guy comes and knocks on Morgan number two's door. He's like, I'd like to sell you some insurance. And she's like, well, I'd like to buy more than insurance. So you text his number back and say, let's get drinks. Mm-hmm. Did you ever go?
No, we didn't ever go.
Because?
We talked to each other for a little bit and he was like, yeah, all about it. And then he just never followed up and I didn't really want to kind of like go at it again. So I just kind of let it be. So we never went out.
Did you want to like press again and be like, yo, what up?
No, I already showed interest. I already like, you know, went after it. So I didn't want to be awkward twice.
What an idiot. If that guy's single and a hot girl's like, hey, I'm coming after you. That never happens to me. No attractive girl just is like, I just saw you and I just met you. And this is crazy.
Here's my
that
number.
Never has happened.
Call me maybe.
Never. What is wrong with that guy? All right. So no update.
Mm-mm,
it's dead.
Yeah, it's over.
Any other texts over there?
Yeah, I got two more. Why don't you just go as Dwight for Halloween?
Well, Halloween is already passed, so...
So there's your answer. Yeah. Boom.
Thank you. But I did go as a character that Dwight played on The Office.
What was that again?
Recyclops.
Right.
Eddie, we went over this.
Yes. How many times do I have to do this? But I went as Dwight playing a character on Halloween, so that's what it was. And one more?
If you don't get married in the next few years, is adoption something you would consider?
Well, I think even if I do get married, adoption is something I would consider. Nice. So, I mean, I think the answer is, yeah, sure. There's nothing I'm not considering. Mm-hmm. So, sure.
All right.
And listen, if I marry someone my age, we're probably not going to be able to have kids. I'm 39. You know, after you get, you know, your 30s, it gets harder and harder to have a kid.
Yeah.
So, who knows what's going to happen?
Or she might have kids. Stepdad. Oh, bonus dad.
That's tough for me.
Yeah.
I'm very selfish when it comes to that. Right now, I don't think that I could do that.
Okay.
I have trouble enough. That's trouble for me.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay, is that it, Morgan number two?
Yeah, that's it.
Thanks for sending your text. You can text us in. Just send us a message to 26229. That's Bobby. Standard message and data rates apply. Bobby Bone, come on. So something happens here on the show where... I'll wear something that Eddie likes. And then what do you say?
Oh, can I have that?
Yeah. All the time.
I like that. Can I have it?
Yeah.
Because after a couple wears, especially from TV clothes, I'll just give them to Eddie.
Yeah, because you can't wear those again.
But then it's like normal clothes that I wear all the time. It's like, can I have that? Can I have that?
And sometimes it works. Thank you, man.
And it's kind of become a culture here. And if I can't give it to him, I do. But Amy kind of did that with Miranda on Friday.
Yeah, when she was in here, I was like, oh, I really love your jacket.
Wink, wink.
Nice.
No, I had no idea. I didn't ask for her jacket.
Amy, it works,
silly.
Right?
Well, wink, wink, no.
Miranda Lambert comes in, And she's wearing like all denim. Yeah. And she has a clothing line that's called Idlewind.
Yeah.
Okay. And Amy's like, sure do like that
it's
jacket.
It's from Boot Barn.
Did you say, can I have that?
No, I never, those words never came out of my mouth. So you can imagine when I walked in to work and there was a box with my name on it from Miranda.
We walk in, it's
says like,
Amy
what?
In big letters.
What?
She's like, what? And she opens it up and it's the jacket that Miranda had on.
It's the You Want Me denim jacket is what it's called.
It's got
and
the
it's
wool
so cute.
Collar.
Yes, like wow. The Sherpa. And yeah, so she gave me a jacket. It's not like it was hers, though. She didn't give me hers. She gave me one from her line.
There's something, too, saying, oh, that's a cool jacket. Can I have that?
We should start asking every artist.
Oh.
Fitted in every conversation, something they're wearing, mm-hmm. yeah. if we can have that.
Yeah. yeah. Well, one time, Dustin Lynch, and I still haven't forgot about this, and this was years ago. I was on an elevator with him at an award show or something, and his jacket looked a little tight and was a little feminine, I will say. Like, it would look good on me. And I was like, I love your jacket. And he said, well, I'm never going to wear it again after this. If you want it, I'll bring it to you. I'm like, okay.
Did he bring it to you?
Never. And even when he's coming to the studio, he's made reference to it. Like, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to give you that jacket. But still, never brought it. But I've forgotten. That was still a
huge
jacket.
I haven't forgotten.
I mean, I know Dustin Lynch has other things on his mind. But still, I thought I was so close to getting that jacket.
Well, wait. Miranda gave you a jacket with a nice note. And so
that's the new goal. Is
we'll see. Yeah, we'll look at them over and be like, man, that is a great parachute. What size is that?
Ooh, cowboy boots.
Because I feel like didn't that happen to even Tim McGraw? You were like, love your hat, and then he gave you one.
No, I didn't. I never asked for it.
You don't
I know
do that,
you
Bones?
Didn't. I know you didn't ask for it, but why did he give you a hat?
Because I'm a nice guy.
No,
you have a Tim McGraw hat.
Yeah,
I
you
have
do.
A Tim McGraw like tour worn hat.
Yeah,
yeah, I do.
But I mean, I feel like this has also happened to you with somebody else. You said something, and then the next thing you know, they sent it to you. A car or something.
I don't try to put off what you did on me.
I'm not. Uh-huh. I was not trying
a
to do
car.
That.
A car. Yeah, someone sent me a car. We'll post a picture of it. Miranda sent Amy a nice jacket.
Yeah, so thank you, Miranda Lambert. You're amazing.
Bobby Bonesha. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Tim McGraw's new book, Grit and Grace, is out tomorrow. He talks about how everyone is looking for something to feel good.
I think that if you just think about art today, I'm going to do it. And you wake up every morning and says, today I'm going to walk. And you wake up the next morning and say, today I'm going to walk. Before you know it, you've formed a habit that makes you feel good. And we're all looking for things that make us feel good.
And I love that clip. And I wasn't sure I was feeling it until that music started playing. And then I was like,
oh, yeah.
Now I'm feeling it.
Inspirational.
Yeah. Anytime you get a good piano behind a person, it just feels good. All right, Tim McGraw's got another book coming out. Good for him. All right, what else?
Miranda Lambert likes to spend time in New York City, but she says the food is trouble.
Yeah, it's funny because you can be as lonely as you want, even if you're surrounded by people, or you can be as in it as you want and meet strangers. And I do love that city. It's dangerous, though, for my jean size. Food's delicious.
Let me encourage you to check out Friday's podcast of The Bobby Bones Show because Miranda sat with us for almost an hour, and you can hear that whole interview unedited. I mean, no commercials, no songs, just Miranda and Bones one-on-one. There you go. What else?
Jason Aldean says the division in his house is pretty big when it comes to Georgia and Alabama.
We did have Memphis a jersey made, so half of it's Georgia, half of it's Bama. So we will put him in that, but like the two older girls, they're Georgia fans. They don't want anything to do with Bama.
All right.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Ryan Hickman is 10 years old and he's already a hero in my eyes. In his lifetime, he has gone around the neighborhood. Wherever he goes, he picks up cans, bottles, and he has recycled over 630,000 cans and bottles. Because he wants to make the community a better place and make it look nicer. So he takes it to the recycle center and he gets money for it. So he's made $9,000. You think, oh, 10 years old, he's going to keep that money. Nope. On top of that, he donates all the money he makes from recycling to the Pacific Marine Mammal Center in Laguna Beach, California. Dang. So double awesome.
A lot of recycling and then a lot of money to give away.
Yeah.
Man, that's awesome. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Ontario, Canada. A woman was in a department store, shoplifting, stealing some things. She runs out the door, and she thinks, oh, there's my friend's car. Blue, gonna jump in, getaway driver. She jumps in the blue car. It was an unmarked police car.
Oh, no. The getaway car that she thought was the car that was opposite of the getaway car was to take you to jail car?
Oh, no. And there was a detective sitting right in there, and she had all the stolen goods, and he was like, huh. And he arrested her.
Wow. Yeah, that's funny.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, time for another round of everyone's favorite game, Amy versus Lunchbox. And I'll ask Lunchbox three questions that women should know the answer to, according to Google. I'll ask Amy three questions that men should know the answer to, according to Google.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how you guys do.
Okay.
Lunchbox, you're up first. Here we go. A plunge, demi, and balconette are all types of what? A plunge, demi, or demi, D-E-M-I, and balconette are all types of what?
Skirts.
A skirt.
Amy, you can steal. A plunge?
Like a neckline?
A demi or a balconette are all types of what? Need an answer.
The neckline and a top.
They're bras. I'm sorry.
Dang it, I should have known that.
Okay.
Seen a lot of those.
Okay.
Lunchbox, question number two. What actress starred in the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's? What actress starred in the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's?
That's a good movie.
Cyndi Lauper.
The very famous actress of Cyndi Lauper. Amy.
Audrey Hepburn.
Correct. It's an old, old, old movie. Yeah. I've never seen it.
It's a good one, man.
I haven't.
Eddie has.
Y'all should come by
black,
and watch it.
Black and white.
Lunchbox, what is the style of manicure called where the tip of the nail is painted white? What is the style of manicure called where the tip of the nail is painted white?
Oh, my. That's a French manicure.
Mike D, you give it to him?
That's right.
The French tip is actually what it's called.
French
the French tip. Okay, 1-1. Right? I know. Wait. Yeah, they each have 1 point, right? Okay, Raymundo, hit me with that music. Amy, these are questions that Google says dudes know the answer to.
Yeah.
In college football, Auburn and LSU have the same mascot. Auburn and LSU have the same mascot.
Tigers.
What's the mascot? What's your answer?
Tigers.
The thing is, you say a lot of things. I have to just get a direct answer from you every time. So what is your answer?
Tigers.
Show me Tigers.
Woo!
Correct.
Yeah. Roll Tide, though.
Ralph Macchio. Roll Tide. You went to Texas
A&M.
Right,
yeah.
But my family is from Alabama.
But you can't pick Whoop or Texas A&M depending on whenever it's best for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guess you can. Okay. Ralph Macchio turns 57 years old today.
Mm-hmm.
What action movie is Ralph Macchio most known for? Ralph Macchio turns 57 years old today. What movie?
Final answer, Karate Kid.
Show me Karate Kid.
Woo!
Correct.
Yes.
Amy.
Yeah.
The tracks, blade, and cab are all basic parts of what piece of machinery? The tracks, blade, and cab are all basic parts of what piece of machinery?
Table saw?
Ooh, a table saw.
Incorrect. Lunchbox?
Chainsaw.
No, I'm sorry. It's a bulldozer. But hit her song. Amy is the winner.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah.
All right. We are in it.
That's a good song. I'm dancing.
I'm looking at my notes for the next segment.
Yeah. I know, but we need our thing. Like,
I'm bobbing.
Okay.
Hey, Amy, congratulations on your win.
Thank you.
Appreciate everybody for hanging out with us.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Lauren Alena.
Here she is, and tonight she'll be on Dancing with the Stars. All of her ribs there, some broken, some not. Lauren, how are you?
Hi, I'm hanging in there. How are you, Bobby?
I'm pretty good. Physically, how are you holding up?
I can do it. I'll be fine. I'm going to push through.
Did you get
in
any pain this week where you cried?
Yes. Probably four times I've cried from pain.
Oh, wow.
The ribs are tough because any movement you do, period, it hurts.
I had a show this week, too. I played a 75-minute set. And I actually think singing hurts it worse than dancing for some reason.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just constant, like, holding your stomach tight, you know, to sing. That was rough. When I got off stage after that, I was in, like, a tremendous amount of pain. But I can do it.
That's right.
I'm tough.
She's tough. Lauren Elena is on. Tonight she'll be dancing on Dancing with the Stars. How many of you are left? Are there seven?
There are seven of us, yes.
And tonight I think they're doing a dance-off against each other. How does that work, Lauren?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Why? So we're doing a dance-off. We have, there will be two couples on the floor at a time, and we're, like, competing against each other.
So she's going to be competing with Broken Ribs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I am. But that's okay.
Do you know who you're dancing against?
Yes, I do.
Is it out public yet?
No, it's not.
All right. Well,
what does it rhyme with? Yeah. That's what we do every time.
It rhymes with, I wish it wasn't that person.
Oh, okay.
Probably James Vanderbeek.
No, he's not having to dance. He got a free pass.
Oh, okay.
You know what? It wouldn't matter who I went against because I don't know how to dance. So I'm just going to go out there and do my best. Like, it doesn't. There wasn't really a good person for me to go up against, you know?
The finale is 3 weeks away. You have to get through tonight, but can you visualize yourself in the finale right now, Lauren?
Yes, I want to so bad. The closer it gets, the more I want it.
True, because you can just taste it. It's like right there. You're 3 weeks out.
And every week that you're there, that's more. That's another week you put into it of such intense hard work that...
It is so hard. Now I'm like, oh my gosh. Four more weeks. Well, I can do this.
Tonight. And then three more. That's the finale. So here's what we're going to do. Everybody listening right now, we're going to call on the B team again. We're getting closer. Less people. We got to get those votes into Lauren. You can start voting as soon as the show starts tonight. It says a text number. Lauren will post it up on her Instagram. Just hit it. And Amy will post it. I'll post it.
Yeah,
and just
so
start
easy.
Voting away for Lauren as soon as the show starts. She's dancing tonight. And you're doing the jive, though, as her own dance. And that's I did the jive twice.
Mm-hmm.
My first dance and then my one of my final dances, too. It's a high impact jumping around dance. How are you doing with the jive, Lauren?
You know, I'm doing okay. It's about like every other dance. I've had to learn it from scratch each week, but I forgot about it. I really like the song a lot.
What song?
Which the song that I'm dancing to.
Yeah, what's that song? Oh, just hum it. I like
nice.
This. Don't say what it is. Just hum it.
What?
Yeah, no idea. Lauren, you got to give us a little more than that.
Oh, howdy,
ain't nothing but a hound dog. She's
done.
Not saying that, but that's what we think.
That's what we guess.
Guess.
It's probably yeah. not that.
I would never say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's either that or Garth Brooks Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up. One of those two.
Yes, it's one of those two, maybe. Yep.
All right, Lauren, we're rooting for you tonight. We're watching, we're voting. And also, let me say, if you go over to Lauren's website, laurenelena.com, her That Girl Was Me tour, it starts in January now. And you can go watch it. Maybe she'll have the mirror ball with her if she wins it.
Oh, yeah.
Woohoo!
All right, Lauren, good to talk to you. Get some rest. We'll see you tonight on TV, okay?
Thank you, guys. You're the best.
All right, there she is, Lauren Elena.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So if you're a sports fan, on average, you spend about 1 to 2 hours a day thinking, talking, and reading about your favorite team. Especially football's on right now, so let's just say for NFL stuff, this is where we're losing our guys to.
I would say that's accurate with me as far as the Arkansas Razorbacks. I read about recruiting. I read about, well, now who's going to, you know, start a quarterback. So, yeah, I would say it's pretty fair. Baseball season, I'm reading about the Cubs a lot.
Mm-hmm. So, and I didn't mean to just say it's guys, but for me and my household, this is what I feel like I'm losing my husband to, but maybe you're losing your girl to this stuff too. And get this, most people polled said they would miss a major life event to watch the game of their favorite team in the stadium, like they could be there in person, but that might mean missing a friend's wedding, a funeral, or kid's graduation.
Not for me. I've lost a bit of interest in going to games because you can't see as much anymore. The TV experience is so much better. You can hear an announcer. I went to the Titans game, which was cool because they let us sit in some really cool seats.
Yeah.
But I just don't think I would go to an NFL game unless I'm diehard or it was a playoff or Super Bowl game.
Important game, yeah.
Because the TV experience is so good now. All the cameras, all the angles. Mm-hmm. You can tweet along, read all the idiots tweeting. Like, so in game, they're going to have to start doing things to offer people incentive to come to games. Because just going to a game and it's cold. Who wants to go somewhere cold? Okay, that's all. I'm done. I'm off my soapbox. What else?
So how's therapy going for you?
Pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good about it. Why? Last week I didn't get to go because my therapist sent me a note. She goes, I know you're weirded out about people being sick. I have a little thing. So if you're weirded out, don't come. And I said, okay, cool. I'll see you next week.
Yeah, nice.
And so I didn't go. I have to go tomorrow, though, on a Tuesday session, early Tuesday session. Why?
Well, because I read a story, I thought you might like this, that if you go to therapy, you actually increase your income. Yeah, researchers found that both men and women who talk to therapists end up making more money in the long run, maybe like $2,000 to $5,000 more a year. And I didn't know if you had any thoughts behind that. Like maybe you're just more, you can make better decisions, you're clearer, you're less emotional about things. Like maybe you're making smarter business decisions, stuff like that.
I would say you're forced to think things through on a personal level. And in life, you just don't do one part of your life differently. You tend to kind of embrace. You know, it's like someone who does a lot of the small things right at work is also going to do a lot of the small things right in their personal life, too. I would just equate it to that. You're dialed into how you feel about things. You're being more communicative. I would say that probably is why.
Boom. Being open about your feelings to a therapist translates into you talking to your boss more, especially about money, other related matters. It also shows your boss that you're responsible and concerned about your long term.
I would say that you and I have better work conversations whenever I'm in therapy. Because I'm, a very communicative when I'm in that therapy mode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel it.
Yeah. Amy and I got a couple big projects coming up we haven't talked about yet.
Oh.
Yeah. She's embarrassed about it.
Running for office?
I am.
Yeah, she's embarrassed about it, but it's going to be big.
Stop. You don't even know that.
I do.
No, you don't.
I'm going to leave it there right now. I'm going to be big, though. I'm
big. What are you guys doing?
All right, what else?
Okay, do you know who Emma Thompson is?
Yeah, she's older now. She's an actress. She was in...
Sense and Sensibility.
She's 60.
Yeah.
She is older. But here's the deal. She was eating at a restaurant, and a waiter that was taking care of her table requested a selfie with her.
Ooh, as a former waiter, I would never do that. Let me tell you this. When I was waiting tables, I never once asked for a selfie.
Yeah.
Well, cell phones weren't a thing. They were a thing, yeah. But, yeah.
Well, so then the restaurant saw that this is happening, and it's an upscale place, and they were like, this is not allowed. The waiter was put on suspension until further notice, and she found out about it, and she was like, oh, man, I hate that that is happening. So she's actually standing up for the waiter and urging the restaurant not to fire him. And I was like, oh, man, that's quite the predicament. But as a waiter, you kind of have to know the rules.
It is a rule. He broke the rule. Mm-hmm. It just depends what was the punishment set ahead of time. If it was only suspension, then just suspend him. Everybody learns you can't do that. By the way, you can't do that. You have to if these famous people are going to the restaurant, they can't feel like they're going to go in and be attacked by the wait staff with pictures the whole time.
Right.
And so, like, Keith Urban's at a restaurant in town. The waiters can't go up to Keith Urban and get a selfie with Keith Urban while he's eating.
I know, but it's such a bummer if, like, say you do, and then the restaurant's like, oh, you're fired, and then Keith Urban finds out, and he's like, oh, shoot, just because I ate there the waiter's the one that made the poor decision, but, like, I'm part of the reason why that waiter got fired. Like, that's just not a fun feeling.
If I am the judge in this case, we suspend him, and then he goes back to work, but the rule is set for now on, if you do it again, anybody else, because it's been set, you're then fired. We cannot have people coming in worried if our wait staff is going to want to take a selfie with you.
Yeah, true.
So, I try to go with Amy at the end of every show, and she's like, we're still working. No selfies today. So, there you go.
Okay, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So shout out to this 12-year-old little entrepreneur named Mikey Wren. He's been a pretty busy guy. He created Mikey's Munchies Vending, and he's got vending machines all around the St. Louis area. He's also written a book and takes jobs as a motivational speaker. Again, he's 12 years old, but because his business is booming, he's able to help others who need a boost. He recently got attention of some other company called Kidbox, which hooked him up with like $10,000 worth of kids' clothing to donate to those in need in his community. Wow. And he keeps doing all kinds of good in his business world. Again, he's 12.
Yeah.
And he expects to continue to impact others by giving back whenever he can.
It's awesome. I wonder what his parents are like. They got to be cool too,
They have to be, yeah.
If he's doing this, yeah, that's awesome. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, thank you guys for hanging out with us. We know you can be a lot of places, but you're with us, and we really appreciate that. And now over to Amy now with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What is a turkey's favorite dessert?
In Thanksgiving theme, what is a turkey's favorite dessert?
Peach gobbler.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Yeah, that's good. I'll take that one. I'll take that one.
That was the Morning Corny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
About to grab another round of the 60-second showdown. Chelsea is on the phone. Chelsea, where do you live in Missouri?
I live in Springfield.
Love it there. Used to summer there. Oh. Actually, all seriousness, was just there speaking on campus. So I do like it there. Would you like to take a shot at the 60-second challenge?
Yes.
Okay, you have two categories to choose from. You can choose from women in country or movies from the 2000s.
Let's go with movies in the 2000s.
Okay. You have 10 questions. If you get them all right in 60 seconds, I will pay you $100 of my own money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
If you don't know, pass.
Okay.
Let's play the feud. Yeah, wrong game. Let's play the challenge. All right, here we go. Answer as soon as the clock starts. You have 60 seconds. Here we go. Who played Noah in the movie The Notebook?
Oh, my goodness. I cannot remember this one. Pass.
What movie was based on the NFL life of player Michael Orr?
The Blind Side.
Good job. What name appeared on the fake ID in the movie Superbad?
Oh, man. Pass on that one.
What type of fish was Nemo in Finding Nemo?
Clownfish.
Correct. Who played Batman in the Dark Knight series?
I am not a Batman fan. Pass.
Who is the princess in Shrek?
Fiona.
Correct. What male actor's career hit a low point with the movie Geely?
I have no idea. Pass.
What movie musical featured the music of ABBA?
Oh my goodness, I know this one. I love it. Oh my gosh, I cannot think right now. Pass.
What actor played Harry Potter?
Time. I
yeah, not,
right
not a great showing, going to be honest with you. She came out strong. I thought she may get it. So Ryan Gosling played Noah in The Notebook.
Yes.
You got The Blind Side about Michael Orr.
It's a good one.
Yeah. McLovin was on the ID in Superbad. You got Clownfish, Finding Nemo. Christian Bale played Batman in the Dark Knight series. You got Fiona, the princess in Shrek. Geely. Amy, who is the actor in Geely?
Ben Affleck.
Nice. What movie musical featured the music of ABBA?
The one about the guy, Queen?
No.
No?
Mamma Mia.
Oh, Mamma Mia. I never saw that.
Who played Harry Potter?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Right. And then in the movie Castaway, what was Wilson?
A volleyball.
Correct. Those were your 10 questions today in 2000s movies. Any closing thoughts about the new week?
About the new week?
Yes, new week. What do you got going?
I'm going to start packing for my cruise at the end of the month.
There we go.
Yeah.
We like that.
Right.
There we go. We like that. All right. Well, hey, thank you for calling. Sorry you didn't win.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. The Bobby Bones Show. Let me say thanks to everybody in Tulsa. We played the Hard Rock on Friday night. It was a great crowd. Had a lot
what
of fun,
a great
didn't we?
Show.
Yeah, the Raging Idiots in Tulsa. So thank you guys for coming out. We'll be in Vegas in a couple of weeks. Just go over to RagingIdiots.com. So there's that. Let me also tease this Friday. It's the big Olympic ceremony here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Olympic Games between Morgan number one, who no longer works on the show, and Eddie. Because we won the CMA for Radio Show of the Year, but Eddie promised Morgan number one if we won, he would give her the trophy.
Yeah, that was before I knew that we won.
Because you
thought we probably wouldn't win.
Okay, but we won. And then he said, I want to keep it, but now you're going to have to give away that trophy if you lose on Friday.
Yeah. I'm not worried about it.
We're going to have a three event. It's going to be a talent.
Yep.
Trivia.
Easy.
And an acceptance speech.
Woo.
Whoever wins two out of three categories on Friday's show will actually win that trophy. Amy, who you betting on?
Amy, you heard talented. The games. I know. I feel like Morgan number one might be a little bit rusty, like in front of the microphone performing. So I feel like she could choke.
Lunchbox?
I guess Eddie.
Oh, I got to go with Eddie. Eddie's smarter. He has more wisdom.
Boy.
He has more talent.
It's
I mean,
boy.
He's all around. He's a huge favorite.
Oh, okay. Well then.
On Friday's show, will compete for the trophy.
Yeah. Woo!
But Eddie, you did say you would give it to her.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did, but I mean, I kind of like this better.
Oh, yeah.
This gives me this kind of gets me off the hook a little bit. If I win, it's like, all right, well, I won fair and square.
Yeah.
I want to change. I think I am Morgan's. Oh, she's going to get it. Because I need to believe in her, Eddie, because she deserves it. You already owe it to her anyways.
But deep inside, you think I am going to win.
Probably.
Well, that'll be Friday on the show. Hey, play me some money music. I have some stories here that I thought I would share with you guys. Story number one, all to do with money. There's a $70,000 iPhone 11. It has a gold-encrusted watch on the back. You have to have so much money that you're just looking for boredom ways to spend it.
Mm-hmm.
There's an iPhone that costs $70,000. It's this company called Caviar. They do iPhone makeovers. It's like Pimp My Phone.
Yeah.
Wow.
On the back, nestled in the middle of all of the bling of 137 diamonds, is a luxury watch. I don't know this brand. There's a special yellow diamond on the face. The entire thing is meant to symbolize the eternal life the sun gives to our planet.
Wow.
Crazy. I just don't know. And if you had it, you'd have to hold it out all the time. Like, that's a phone that
show
you
use. Everyone.
It's a constant flex, right? Always like, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see what time it is.
Look at this text I just got.
So that's the first story. How about this one? Drake is showering himself with expensive gifts for his 33rd birthday. He dropped, they say, between $600,000 and $800,000 on a ring for himself in the shape of a heart.
Aw, treat yourself.
Sources with knowledge tell TMZ the Hotline Bling rapper purchased a 22-karat heart-shaped diamond ring from Gemma Fine Jewelry as a birthday present to himself. Somewhere between $600,000 and $800,000. Raymundo, what's up with you and your ring? You got your girl a ring yet?
Working on it.
We're waiting on Raymundo to get engaged. I heard there was a big step that happened over the weekend.
Yeah, so anyways, I've been
waiting. No, anyways, we just started the talk.
I've been waiting for this one for a while, but...
So anyways.
She ended up putting me on the paperwork, so now I'm legally part owner of her cat. So if there was ever any major bills, if we ever got in legal trouble, I am an owner of her Bengal designer cat, so I'm an official dad with that thing. It's kind of crazy. But yeah,
here goes with a dad talking.
It took her 6 years to put me on that contract, so it's binding. So there's nothing I can do now.
So now you're trapped?
Well, no, it's just us moving in the right direction to that engagement, to that marriage. You don't just put people on documents that you can't take them off of.
Is that a big step?
Well, I mean, I feel like she could take you off.
Yeah.
If she wanted to.
Yeah, there's anything she can do, but I'm just saying this was definitely in the right direction.
Anyways. Bobby Bones Show. You like going to weddings?
Yeah, they're always fun.
Yeah, the wedding's fun. The reception's always a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's like a free night out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's it right there. It's a free night out.
Yeah. I mean, well, and it's like always, you get to get all the feels. Like you smile, you may cry a little bit, depending on how close you are to the people.
You said it best, though. You said a free night out.
Yeah. You have a good time, and you didn't have to worry about planning a single detail.
Well, these angry wedding guests, again, they got invited. They complain because the couple had set a sunrise beach ceremony.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. A bride-to-be and her fiancé are facing backlash because they planned a sunrise beach wedding at 5:30 a.m.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
How brutal would that be?
That's like...
Everyone's asleep.
Moody.
Oh, everybody's just like, what is that?
Grouchy.
And then what? You have breakfast?
Now you're yawning too. I was fake yawning and it made Amy really yawn.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Here's the reasoning. She
it's
said,
pretty.
Every year of our anniversary, my fiance and I wake up and go to the beach and watch the sunrise together. It's a special tradition, and we both have overcome a number of personal challenges during our time together, and the symbolism of watching a new day begin is deeply meaningful to us. The couple decided to incorporate their sunset tradition into their upcoming nuptials, but it's a sunrise. So they're planning a beach ceremony at 5:30 a.m., followed by breakfast with Bloody Marys and mimosas.
Nice.
Their family and friends were like, you can't do this. This is not a good idea. Your thoughts?
Gosh, at first I wanted to be so against this, but then when I hear the meaning behind why they're doing it, I'm like, well, that actually is really sweet, and it could be a cool experience. I think some of us probably need to wake up and watch the sunrise a little bit more, especially on a beach.
So you're with them?
I'm with them. I mean, I was a little like, what, at first? but it's special. It could be cool. And as a guest, like, to be a part of that, it probably would be really meaningful.
I'm going to lean against them a bit.
Yeah.
And go, if they want a special, by the way, it's their wedding. They do whatever they want, right? In the end, it is. A sunrise beach ceremony, it could be just those two and a preacher or priest. And then they can invite everybody, have a big party later.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking of the, I would just never invite anyone to go, you have to be up at 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Just invite them and be like, attendance optional.
In the end, it's their wedding. They can do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And good for them. I'm also not a big fan of the weddings where you have to go somewhere.
Right.
Because it's like,
they have to go to the beach and wake up early.
Oh, yeah. But,
and be like dressed. It's not like, I mean, you can wake up and watch the sunrise from your porch with a cup of coffee and your robe on, but you got to be like ready and down.
I didn't
down
think about that.
Wedding.
That's right. So you have to get up at like 4 probably.
Yeah. I mean, can't you just pretend it's a sunrise?
Are you changing your mind now?
No, I still like it.
You can go to our Facebook page and write your opinion on it, on the sunrise beach ceremony. Facebook.com/Bobby Bones Show. By the way, we're almost to 1 million Facebook followers. Morgan number 2 could not be happier.
I know. I really want it to happen.
Guys, she really wants it to happen.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A new mom from Kansas called an Uber to take her shopping for baby clothes for her infant son who had been treated at a hospital there. And so Nikki had shared what's been going on with her Uber driver, whose name is Belinda. And so Belinda then went shopping with her and bought dozens of baby clothes for the baby who wasn't doing well with the health.
That's awesome.
Yeah, her son John Henry was born with a rare hernia and had traveled a long way from home to be with the doctors in Florida. They talked in the back of the Uber, and she shared the story, and the Uber drove her to a children's store. But when they got there, the driver was like, hey, I'd like to come shopping with you. You probably shouldn't be alone. And then she ended up buying 30 pieces of clothing for the baby.
That's so cool.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
It's an Uber driver doing something awesome. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Yes, Bobby Bones.
So I'll play the theme song to a movie. You just tell me the movie it's most known for. Okay?
Okay.
We got 3 players. Amy, Lunchbox, our video producer, Eddie. Write your answers down. If you miss it, you are eliminated. It is Survivor Style.
All right.
Ready. By the way, if this were a song, example, hit me with the example.
Tell me something, girl.
What movie would that be?
Well, Star is Born.
Yeah.
Star is Born.
I was about to say Shallow.
Okay, got it,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
That one doesn't count. Here is the first one. Tell me the movie.
Hey, now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And all that matters is gold.
Okay. I'm in for the win.
Everybody's got your...
Yeah, I'm in.
Oh, Amy's struggling?
Amy.
What?
I just thought I was going to go without you guys having to say you were in, but Amy's not in.
It's a okay, tough
I'm
one.
In.
Go ahead.
10 Things I Hate About You.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Wow. Not right.
Okay.
Lunchbox.
I put Shrek.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Woo.
Eddie?
That's Shrek.
Yeah.
So, am I out?
You're out.
What?
Yeah. Amy, that was quick.
Okay,
it's
cool.
So hard to say goodbye to Amy.
I don't want a movie that's from.
All right, here we go. Number 2.
Miss me when I'm gone.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on.
All right. The song is called Cups, and you need the movie that it's from.
Ugh, I don't have it.
Lunchbox.
Oh, man. I put Glee Club, but that ain't right. When they sing, it's the
Eddie.
Battling.
I said Glee.
Oh, no.
What's it called?
It's actually Pitch Perfect.
That's Perfect.
Y'all are out.
So, dang it. No, we're
well,
not.
Well, at the same time, so they're still back in.
Amy.
Sorry, Amy.
I knew that one, too.
Have you ever watched it? They're pretty funny.
No.
Could I have gotten myself back in?
No. Here we go. Next up, Lunchbox and Eddie are playing. This is Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers. Looking for the movie that it's most known from.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Okay, Lunchbox, pretty confident. What do you have?
That's Ghost.
There you go, Eddie.
Oh, great scene in Ghost.
There you go, good. Nice. Okay. Let's make it a little tougher here.
Okay.
Make it a little tougher. This song is from Christina Perry. It's called A Thousand Years.
I died every day waiting for you. Darling, don't be afraid. I have loved you for a thousand years. I love you for a thousand years.
I didn't even know that was you singing, Amy. I thought that was Christina Perry. It's right in your wheelhouse.
I have no idea.
Lunchbox, what movie's that?
Up.
Up. Eddie, what is it?
10 Things I Hate About You.
Wow. You're both wrong, but you're still in it.
Dang it.
Wow.
That's Twilight. Breaking Dawn would have been accepted, or Twilight would have been accepted. Okay, let's just try to go back then. Back to more of you guys' generation. Hit me with this next song.
Don't need no credit card to ride this train. The start and it's sudden, and it's cruel sometimes. But it might.
That's the power of love.
I got it. I'm in.
That is the power of love. You know who that is?
Huey Lewis.
Huey Lewis on the news. That's right. All right. That's the power of love.
Don't need a credit card to ride this train.
Dang.
I've never heard that song.
Oh, yeah, you have.
Okay. Lunchbox.
Risky Business.
Eddie for the win?
For the win, Bones. That's Back to the Future.
There he is. Are you actually singing the words?
Nuevo Tao Tao, I know that part.
But the early parts are you?
No, I have no clue what they're saying.
Oh, I thought you were singing it, and I thought I was always off.
No, and I don't even know what he's saying.
But Mike D has told you.
Mike D kind of roughly told me, and I speak Spanish, Bones. I don't know what my uncle is saying in this song.
That's Eddie's uncle, by the way, in his
correct
song. Well, Eddie, congratulations on your win.
Thank you, Bones.
That's a fun game, and not only that, I have you guys only got through 5 of them, which means I have a whole other round. If we want to play another round tomorrow,
I'd love it.
We can. You can put your movie song title up, Eddie.
You guys want to play?
Sure.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
I want to put on Lindsay in Austin, who has called the show. Hey, Lindsay, what's happening with you?
Hi, Bobby. First, I just want to say I love you guys. I listen every morning, and I've been listening since I was in elementary school, so it's really cool to be on the show.
Thanks.
To call in. So the deal is I called because I am taking someone I've been dating for maybe like a month to a college football game this weekend with my friends, with our schools playing against each other, and then afterwards we're all going dancing. And he's not much of a dancer, but I am. And so I just wanted to get your opinion and everyone else's, if it's okay to dance with other people if I get asked by a stranger, and obviously it's okay to dance with my friends, but if I get asked to dance while I'm there with him, is it okay to dance with someone else?
Okay, let me rewind for a second. So going to a college football game with this, how old are you, by the way, Lindsay?
22.
Good. Adult, going to a college football game. Afterward, they're going dancing. She's taking a guy. They just recently started dating. 1 month. And she dances, he doesn't. Can she dance with other people? I'll go first. Yes, if they're girls. Now, if he's not there, you can dance with other dudes. But he's there. You can dance in a group, or you can dance with girls, and he can't get mad. If you dance with dudes, he's going to get irritated, even if he doesn't dance. Because he's going to see that as a sign of disrespect. And you know what? I probably would, too. Like, if I come with you, and you know I'm not a dancer, but I'm still going to go with you, even though I'm not comfortable going to it. By the way, I dance like crazy. I got a mirror ball. However, if I'm a non-dancer and I go to a club or a bar with you who dances, I'm going as I'm going to take one for the team because I'm kind of in it for the relationship. And I would ask in return that you dance with a group or girls and no dudes. I don't need your butt up to some dude's front right in front of me. Amy.
Well, we don't know for sure how she dances, but
for sure, I can tell by talking to her. She's butt to front.
No, I would agree. And then maybe, just maybe, if you're out there like having fun and not causing friction like by dancing with other guys, maybe he'll be like, okay, this actually is fun. I want to get out there and dance with her and like enjoy the night with her. So you should focus on fostering that relationship if that's what you want to do. If not, then, well, do whatever you want. But if you really care about maybe where this relationship is going to go, then work on that. Because if you're a dancer and he's not, you may want to, like, see if you can convince him to have some fun and dance a little.
You know, also, you can not put the pressure of him having to dance well. Just be like, hey, just come out. You can just stand there and, like, bounce. Because the reason he probably doesn't dance is because he feels like he's not a good dancer. That's why a lot of guys won't dance. They don't want to go out and be embarrassed because they're not good dancers.
Right.
And so I'm going to say you can't dance with a... Listen, you can do whatever you want. It's America. USA, USA. Don't forget that. Lee Greenwood don't sing that song for nothing. However, to keep him from being irritated or his feelings hurt, mm-hmm. I would say don't dance with dudes. Dance with a group or dance with girls and try to get him out there. And don't make him dance, but just have him out as part of the group. So like, hey, just come out. Just bob your head. Bob your shoulders.
Yep.
That's our advice to you, Lindsay. How do you feel about that?
So a little bit more context. It's like two-stepping. So
it's not butt to front. Here's what I'm going to say then. I'm going to throw a wrinkle in because I've been known to two-step a little bit and go to Electric Cowboy or go, you know, hit those bars. You can two-step with old men. If it's an old man, because there's a lot of them there. If it's an old man, you can for sure two-step or line dance with.
Because there's no threat there?
There's no threat.
But nobody 18 to 50.
How, you're 22? Nobody under 45.
So you have to card people.
Yeah, let me see your ID, please. All right. Lindsay, those are the rules. We didn't make them. We just follow them.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you. There's another dose of advice on the Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go talk to Katie in Oklahoma. Katie, what's happening?
Hey, Bobby. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
I just had a question about Amy's dad and seeing how he's adjusting to assisted living and how he's liking it.
So he's been here for how long now?
Man, a couple months. Now it's officially about 2 months.
Okay, so how's he liking living at the old folks' home?
He really likes it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's made friends.
I would like it. Like, I watch your Instagram stories.
He kind of has girlfriends. He's always downstairs mingling. I think it's because where he is such a great place. Because I visited some where I know he would not have liked it. But I think we found one that was perfect for him. Like, they have a little community dog. Like, anytime. Sometimes I walk in, I'm expecting to walk up to his little apartment. And he's, like, downstairs in the lobby hanging out. And he'll be like, hey, I'm over here. And he's, like, with the dog watching TV.
It's like a dorm.
So, yes, yeah. It is. It's like a dorm or a fraternity sorority house, co-ed.
Oh, yeah. And he has two girlfriends.
That's what he says. My husband said he met them, I guess. He's like, my dad's like, I went to pick up your dad today, and he's like, three different girlfriends. My dad said, just two.
He's probably just talking to another one.
Well, one of them has dementia, so I don't know if she really... I'm like, Dad, I don't. Sometimes she thinks you work here. But, you know.
Wrong.
Well, it is, but it's the nature. It's life there. He knows that he might be he's forgetful, too. Sometimes I think I don't know. You never know. It's fun. I like it. My kids like it. So I highly recommend it. If you have parents that maybe need to look into that, find a great one and they'll be happy.
Katie, what do you think about that?
I think that's fantastic. I'm glad to hear he's adjusting well and that he really enjoys it.
All right. So, hey, well, thank you for the call. I think a lot of listeners are probably wondering the same thing, so I appreciate you calling and asking.
Yes, you're welcome. Have a good day.
Good day. See you later. Good day.
Good day.
That's going to wrap up today's show. Amy, it's first day of the week. What do you got going on?
Oh, man, probably just adjusting from the weekend. I got a clean house. We had company all weekend, so I just feel like I don't do laundry. I got to clean up the mess. You don't really clean and do stuff that you do on the weekend, so that'll probably be my day. What about you?
Flying back from L.A. today. American Idol all day yesterday. Have some meetings today, and then I have to take my suitcase to meetings, which is always weird, because I leave from the hotel, go to a couple meetings, and just go right to the airport. I hate rolling up with a guy like, hey, can I put my suitcase behind the counter?
Mm-hmm.
I have to do that all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do that and then get back and then add it again tomorrow. Appreciate you guys. Have a great, great rest of your Monday, and we'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
On Twitter and Instagram. Mr.